Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for staying with us through the technical difficulties and illness. We have a couple of announcements to make, and we hope you will be as excited for them as we are.
The first announcement we want to talk about is when we're going to be coming back. So due to the computer issues and the UPS issues, which I'm going to talk about here in a second, we will be releasing our next episode on January 24th. We got to take another week off, unfortunately, but we will be back on January 24th. And now to get into it, I want to talk about UPS because they really pissed me off. And I may or may not have decided to make this whole video just to rant about UPS.
You did.
So my computer broke down. We had to get a new one. Ordered one. Was supposed to be here Thursday. No problem, right? Well, it turns out to be a big problem. So, on Thursday, the package gets delayed due to the snow and everything that we had. I don't really understand it because I ordered the package from Amazon and it came from basically the same place and it wasn't delayed, but whatever. I'm fine with that. You know, we work in trucking, so we know that, you know, snow can have a lot of delays. Not a big deal. And I want to make myself clear on this rant. I am not mad that it got delayed due to snow or anything like that. My gripe is 100% for the lack of communication and the freaking bullshit that we dealt with. So, the package was delayed on the 9th, right? No big deal. The package does arrive in Joplin on the 9th around 10 a.m. Perfectly fine. At that point, I knew that the package was not going to deliver on Friday. We had snow coming in. You know, I 100% knew that. However, UPS in its infinite wisdom still said that it was going to deliver on Friday. And it was adamant that it was going to deliver on Friday.
Nope.
Yep, nope. So, Friday morning comes. The package scans, you know, like it normally does, saying that it arrived in Joplin again. And then it says that it's on the truck for delivery. But it does not say out for delivery. But all this time, all Friday, it still says it's going to deliver on Friday. Then at 1 a.m., it finally updates and says, oh, it's not going to deliver on Friday. We don't know when it's going to deliver. We'll get you an update as soon as we can. I'm like, okay, I kind of figured that, but whatever. So, and this is the part that really ticks me off here. So I get a text message Saturday morning saying that it's going to deliver Saturday between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah. And for context, guys, we're recording this on Saturday. So this is still ongoing. So it says it's going to deliver. It shows out for delivery. I can see the freaking map of the truck. And the amount of times that this truck drove near my house, that's what pisses me off the most. Because at some point around like 1 o'clock, it updates again, saying that it's not going to deliver until Monday now. But the damn thing's out for delivery.
Matt is about to lose his mind.
I am. And for reference, we're recording this on Saturday at 6:30 p.m. It was supposed to deliver by 6 p.m. Where is the computer? Oh, let me pull it up and I can tell you exactly where the computer is because the tracking is still active. The truck is at their yard. I can literally see it on the map.
I would like to reiterate at this point that, yes, we did have snow. Yes, for a day or so, the roads were terrible. But the roads are perfectly fine now.
Yeah. Even my road, you know, my road usually doesn't get taken care of. Somehow someone took care of it. So even my road is good. Like, there is no reason that they couldn't have delivered it today. And that is my biggest, like, I get, you know, snow and everything. But if you're going to say it's going to freaking deliver on a day, don't say it unless it's going to deliver. Like, I could understand the delays. Like, it still pisses me off because I could have ordered it and had it shipped to Best Buy and would have got it today. I chose the shipping option because it was going to get there earlier.
But no.
And it just frustrates me because if they would have told me this, that it wasn't going to deliver till Monday, you know, I would have freaking just had them like bring it to the UPS store or something and just picked it up. Like, it wasn't a huge deal, but you keep telling me it's going to deliver on one day and then just change it all of a sudden. That's where I have a big problem. And their customer service, horrible. I literally called them today and they couldn't give me a straight answer. I'm like, okay, so it says it's not going to deliver till Monday, but it says it's out for delivery. So, you know, which one's accurate here? And their basic answer was, we don't know.
5 stars.
No joke. I am getting to the point, like, just from this whole ordeal, like, their lack of communication, the fact that they're a shipping company who can't ship a fucking product, and minus the delays, like, you know, I'm not going to give them a hard time about the delays. Like, I truly believe that it didn't need to be delayed on Thursday because, you know, the roads were fine by that point because we had a snowstorm, you know, Kansas City had a snowstorm earlier in the week, but the roads were fine by Wednesday. So there was really no reason to delay it. You know, Friday, I'll give them that, you know, I 100%, you know, understand them delaying on Friday because the roads were shit. But I'm not going to give them any kind of credit for today because that's just bullshit. You don't put a product on a freaking truck and then just let it sit for freaking 3 days. And that's my other issue. It's a computer, you know. Being out in the freaking cold is not the greatest thing for a computer.
You'll get it soon, buddy. You'll get it soon.
Yeah. Or I'm going to go steal it off the UPS truck because I got the friggin' location. Just kidding. I won't do that. But I want to.
Gonna be okay.
I wish I would have recorded this just because the amount of times that this truck was like near my house.
It was like they were circling it.
It really was. Like, no joke.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
Literally, you know, like, obviously they didn't go by my house, but they went near my house enough that, you know, I could have literally went to down the road and waved them down and picked it up. And it's like they were doing it on purpose. But that's my rant. Like, I probably will not buy anything that's going to ship UPS. I'll make sure anything I do order online is not going to ship UPS because that's just ridiculous. Like I said, I'm giving them free pass on the delays and stuff. It's their lack of communication and their freaking insistence on saying something's going to deliver when they know it's not. Like, because I've got the text message that says that it's going to deliver today. 2 of them, in fact.
Apparently the plan's changed.
Well, that's fine, but don't freaking put something on the truck and then give me the tracking of that truck So anyways, that's my rant. So essentially, since we're not going to get it till Monday, we're going to have another week to get everything set up and get the episodes going again, and which we'll get into in a minute, the next announcements, which part of the reason why we got to wait. So let's get on to that.
All right. The next announcement, a change you already kind of knew about. We will be updating the audio of our old episodes and releasing them every other week. We thoroughly believe these are still great episodes, and we didn't want to change them. We still don't. But we've vastly improved in our editing capabilities, and you guys deserve to listen to our episodes without all of the crackling sounds in the background and everything else that we didn't know what to do with when we recorded them to begin with.
So with this, I want to make sure that it's clear, because I think, honestly, Jordan may be a little confused. Until we get all the old episodes done, we'll be releasing one new episode every other week. Just until we get everything updated. I mean, I don't know how far we're going to go back. I'm going to go through everything, start with the oldest episodes, and we're going to just redo all of them. Anything that I don't like the sound of, we're going to update. With that, if we can't fix the audio or make it sound decent, we're going to do the nuclear option, and that's going to be re-record the episode.
We don't want to do that. We like our original reactions, but we also know the audio just does not sound good.
Yeah. And we want to make sure that, because we really like even the older episodes, especially like the first two that we did, are like some of the, you know, best, in our opinion, some of the best episodes, not audio quality, of course, but as far as like the write-in and how we kind of did everything, we really enjoyed them. So we're going to do everything we can to make them sound good. If we can't, we're going to just re-record them. So we'll let you guys know, you know, which way we go. It just kind of depends. I think we're definitely getting a lot better now. So we got a lot of cool things coming up, which that brings us into the next announcement. So we are going to be adding a new segment to the podcast.
And this was Matt's idea. I fully, wholeheartedly support it, and I'm super excited to bring it to you guys.
So before we dive deep into the dark and mysterious in each episode, we're going to bring you up to date on cases that we've covered, tell you about absolutely ridiculous crimes, or anything else weird that hits the news lately. Or just anything that we want to talk about, honestly. We may do Q&As, just anything really. Just kind of a little segment where we can kind of talk. And mostly I want to do the weird news thing. Or as I like to call it, what's Florida up to nowadays?
It's always Florida.
But we'll have one of the new segments included on each episode. You know, only probably like 10, 15 minutes, maybe less. There's going to be no like set time or anything, just kind of something to talk about, which it's not in our announcement list, but I do want to mention it, that we are going to be updating our intros. I've got some good ideas. We got a new intro written already. I've got some ideas how I actually want it to be, so we'll see if I can implement that or not. So if you see it on the next episode that we release, that means that it worked out good.
New year, new me.
And then the next thing is we're going to be updating our podcast album cover. We're going to have that probably the same time that we release the next episode, I think. So we've got a lot of fun stuff coming up that we are really excited about. This is going to be a great year. But we've got one more announcement, and I'll let Jordan take that away.
Oh, he let me have the big one. This is exciting. Our biggest announcement of all. We are saving up to go on another ghost hunt. Because of all of you that listen to our episodes or watch on YouTube, we should be able to do a full paranormal investigation in a few months. And of course, it will be going on YouTube.
Not just one, though, Jordan. Not two.
Not three.
Not even four.
But five.
That's right. We are going to be doing five paranormal investigations.
Now, we know that you love the paranormal just as much as we do, and we cannot wait to go and share this experience with all of you who helped make this happen.
So as of right now, our plan is to film the investigations in July and then release the episodes in October. That is going to be our goal, to release the episodes in October of this year. And the places we're going to go, we're not going to spoil them, but they're going to be great.
We plan on actually having a real camera person this time so that you guys get real actual video.
Not only that, but we are upgrading and expanding our collection of equipment. We've got a lot of good stuff ordered, and it is going to be really amazing.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait to go. Oh, I want to scream. I'm so excited.
So be sure to listen, and it is going to be an awesome time. We are super excited about this, as you can tell with Jordan. So we've got a lot of great stuff coming up, guys. And we will be back on the 24th.
Stay tuned. You might just catch a sneak peek of one of the places we may be going to.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.